Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the East. Powers of air and invention. Hear me!
Us?
Hear us.
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the South. Powers of fire and feeling. Hear us!
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the West. Powers of water and intuition. Hear us!
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the North by the powers of Mother and Earth. Hear us.
Aid us in our magical working on this May's Eve. Serpent of old! Ruler of deep. Guardian of the bitter sea.
Show us your glory.
Show us your power. We pray of thee. We pray of thee. We invoke thee.
Let's all be wizards and fly around in the sky. Let's all be wizards, immortal, we could never die. Let's cast some spells with all of our dear friends. Let's all be wizards, the magic it would never end. And we'll fly so high in the sky. Fly so high in the sky. Fly so high in the sky.
Yada, you know, throw me a couple dog bones, like, who is that? What do they do?
All right, this stuff is Silver Dollar Original Snuff.
Silver Dollar Original.
Is it up to snuff?
Is it gentleman's? Is that a gentleman's brand?
It is. 5 grams. Warning: product can cause mouth cancer.
So can everything.
This product can cause gum disease and tooth loss.
Okay, that's good.
That's all in the mouth,
though. Oh, wow. Okay, so I don't open this.
Handlebar Browns.
Handlebar Brown.
Handlebar Brown.
Okay, so look. See, it has this little slot.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Just, it's less than a pea sized. You see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See how it goes.
So it's in there. How are you feeling?
That's good. All right.
All right.
You try it, Max.
There we go. Oh, there's the business end.
Right. I like that. It's like super refreshing.
Okay.
Just refreshing.
Yeah.
Tiny bit here.
I'll hit that.
I'm going to sniff the milk in my right nostril while you open the bag.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
May make you sneeze. All right, so I'm going to put one in the other nostril, too, just for stereo effect.
Wow.
There it goes.
Yes.
Dealing with, I just.
Yeah, it works.
Snorted a bunch of pine resin.
Oh God, that's working.
My sinus.
It feels good.
Right up.
It feels good though.
Oh.
Okay.
Kinda.
All right, let's start this show.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Let's Just Be Wizards, a bi-weekly podcast that delves into the dark arts in order to answer the age-old question, can I be a wizard? I'm your host, Adam Hilton, and to my left hand is...
I'm Maxfield Lehman. I am a new interested member of the Wizard Academy.
And to your left is...
Hello, I am Drew Cox. I'm practicing dark magic and candle spells, and I am joining the podcast today.
Through the course of this podcast, we will attempt to cast spells, curse fascist dictators, summon sex demons, and everything under the moon that constitutes wizardly behavior. So strap in for the show that will transform your computer into a gateway to hell. This week on Wizards, we draw a magic circle around the room and discuss the wizardly art of evocation. But first, let's look at this week in wizardry.
Thank you.
All right, so apparently John Podesta, do we know who this is?
Sounds familiar.
Well, he was chief of staff for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Oh, okay.
Had, in a WikiLeaks dump, had contacted an artist named Mariah Abramovic.
Marina Abramovic?
Marina Abramovic, who's if you don't know her work, it's well known for being very satanic ritual looking, and she'll do, like, bloodletting and, you know, gut animals apart, and it's...
And fanging and tearing. And
it's very intense stuff.
Huh.
At San Francisco State, a lot of girls I was attracted to would mention her. They went to her one of her galleries where she stood naked in an entranceway.
I had heard a thing about her on NPR kind of recently, coincidentally as well. But
what is that type of art called? Like anti-temperance?
Jay-Z art.
Jay-Z art.
Well,
that sounds like my kind of art.
In this so-called email, they talked about something called spirit cooking,
uh-huh.
which I believe is a most likely fake magic ritual that people like this very popular artist and other popular artists who we'll get to later, try to con elite people out of either, you know, some sort of influence or some sort of power.
Flavor of the week,
you know,
performance
just like,
artist.
Yeah, some flavor of the week performance artist who can really trick you into thinking they're
if enough human eyes, they're a wizard,
you know.
If enough human eyes see
point
it,
being
then,
like, you know,
then the spell.
If you do it for a payday for politicians, you know, or if there are 20 union gaffers and a camera crew, there's no way that's a real satanic ritual. You know, but that doesn't mean you're not a clever wizard who didn't just hustle a bunch of people, getting them to think you did a real
bunch
satanic ritual.
Rich liberals.
Right.
Yeah, no, I heard about this. This is tied to Pizzagate.
Right, no, I mean, this was the source of all this nonsense was Alex Jones anyway, and if jumping conclusions were jumping over things, like, he'd be Super Mario.
He'd be Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he'd be Donkey freaking Kong.
I hear artists.
You know, and I think what our broader objective here, let's get to it, is that I think articles like this are just designed to kind of demonize the demonic.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those things where just, like, someone who is just trying to call a certain thing. This isn't about a certain side politically or any of that, but someone who's trying to call a certain thing bad, the first thing they pull out is, oh, they're satanic. They're doing satanic things.
Here's the finger. It's pointing here.
Here's
the bad
exactly.
thing right
Here's
there.
The bad thing. It's
Here's
the demonic
thing.
Thing.
Look at it. Burn it into your eyes.
Conspiracy theorists are super hot on this
yeah.
idea lately, and I'm like, come on, guys. Leave the Satanists alone. Come
yeah.
up with something else. Why do you guys have to be such, at the core, just scared Reagan-era Christians, you know?
And, you know, and this, you know, much like, you know, John Podesta emailed someone who he thought was someone who was weird and clued in. You know, my sister, she texted me the other night. She goes, oh, did you see the Lady Gaga video?
Huh.
And the Lady Gaga video did the same spirit cooking, quote unquote, ritual.
Really?
Yes, supposedly, yes.
What is spirit cooking? Do you
well,
know?
Yes, I do. What you do is you mix together blood, semen,
uh-huh.
Some crap, it's menstrual blood, semen, I guess some crap, and some highly drinkable
breast milk, yeah.
It's like a homunculus.
Together to paint essentially a you know, portal, and summon some generic nameless demon who no one can seem to name. When I've been looking through all my research, I can't seem to see what demon or what entity specifically they're summoning.
What's
through
the MO?
Spirit cooking. What's the MO? It's a little generic for my liking.
So what
know?
Gross body fluids can we mix and? What naughty things can we do while
right.
daddy's not looking? I think.
Right. No, I mean, here's the thing. If you do a ritual in front of him, it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But if it benefits you, you still won. You still did magic because you got something out of powerful people. Like, I don't rule out the idea that someone like Marina is a wizard or not. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when they're doing that much of that kind of stuff, like, I'm going to be like, okay, hats off. You're doing a lot of stuff. Yeah, hats off to her. Let's give it to her on that. But do I think she was doing satanic rituals for those people? Well, if she was, that's not a good sign, because didn't those people lose?
That's true.
And that's another thing. They're just, once again, trying to demonize the demonic. Look, they did satanic
they're
stuff,
trying,
and they didn't win.
Yeah.
You know?
They're trying to kill a dead dog all over again.
What I feel like happening, what really happened here is that, no, a wizard figured out that they wanted to get close to a political figure.
Yeah.
Right, obviously.
Rasputin.
Right, Rasputin style. To get whatever, a payday, favors, whatever, you know, just sucking their force out of it, you know. Any wizard worth the value of a handful of Corbonic snow is, you know, wouldn't give up a Joker's card, like how to do a real portal to some jackal like Podesta or anyone who's supposedly quote unquote powerful or connected. Like, that's just someone you know, you're like, ah, ha, ha, here's some normo.
Those,
who I'm gonna hustle.
Yeah.
And I think that breaking stories like these are designed to do nothing more than demonize the demonic.
Yeah.
Those cards you were speaking of, those are like, that's a ready-to-go spell.
Well,
you
I mean,
you just put it somewhere and then it activates, right?
The cards? I'm sorry, the spell, were there cards in the spell?
The spell's already on them, right? No. Okay.
There was a blood painting.
There was a blood painting, essentially, yes.
And who doesn't do that?
You know, and here's the thing. They, like, this would be super easy. Just like, let me get some schnauzadoodle poop and some RBQ sauce and just mix this gross stuff together and paint it.
Some Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, while no one's looking, you know, gonna paint this up here on the wall and tell them what it is. And if it sounds gross enough, they won't try to do a real spell themselves. And then when the story, but then unfortunately when the story breaks, it's just like, oh God, witchcraft, you mix all this gross cock-a-doo-doo together to make the spell happen, when it's just like,
you pack a bunch of,
oh, that's weird, I just lit a bunch of candles while the lights were off and said some cool words and it was really cool.
Yeah.
Like, that was closer to my experience of trying to summon things, which I suppose is what we're running through tonight. But that's this week in wizard stuff. Anywhere to go off on that?
Well, I want to mention too, because I know a little bit about Marina Abramović. She did this one thing with Jay-Z that was really stupid, called I think it was like, I'm so sorry, Picasso, Baby Picasso.
Okay.
It was just him rapping the lyrics to his music video to a bunch of famous people inside an art gallery.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it's kind of like what she did, I think, where she sat in a room just as the artist and just kind of stared at people. And that was his version of, you know.
I've never heard of these people, although it sounds fascinating.
Jay-Z?
Like kind of a, no, the, what's her name?
Abramović.
Never heard of her, although it sounds like they're doing kind of a reverse lens thing, you know, where.
Tell us.
Where we are the news in this world, although here's this big, you know, formality going on, you know.
Oh, the art
so
piece.
So pay
of
attention to this while we're in the background doing this. You know.
It could be.
Yeah.
Depends.
Very elaborate distractions.
Go look
many,
at her thesis.
Many music videos these days.
Mm-hmm.
Abramović, wizard or not, what do you think?
Do we call female wizards witches or not?
I think that's just got some connotations to it that are just kind of like,
she's a mage.
You know, like, you don't want to be associated with that song, Ooh Ooh Witchy Woman, you know?
Yeah, so.
I think that's a little tacky.
All right, here on Let's Just Be Wizards, it's been decided. Wizard is not a gender.
It's not
defining
gender
term.
Specific.
Not
term.
Gender specific.
Neither is witch.
Yeah, you could use witch. If you want to be identified as that, go ahead.
You can self. We're going to use wizard as the default term.
Yeah, I like that too. I don't like it when it's like actor, actress, and stuff. You're all actors.
You're all
right?
Actors, yes. That's how, like, well, I think most female actors say, I'm an actor.
That's what
I'm
I heard.
Pretty sure.
I still hear actress all the time.
I think that people refer to them as actresses. All the female actors I knew were like, I'm an actor. Like, I think they were pretty pretty well agreed that that's what they like to be called.
So, yes, the Democrats are practicing satanic magic. Maybe.
Well, but no, what's wrong with I think that? They're getting duped by clever wizards into thinking.
Is that in those weird handshakes in those plush rooms that you see on TV? Like, they do a certain handshake where, like, they
hide the like pinky this. Inside.
Hide the palm. Pinky inside. They just retract
the sneaky
it.
Pinky
they
handshake.
They retract just the whole thing right into their hand. Right?
In a velvet-lined room. Yes.
We'll never know what it's like to be that important, you know?
Knowing everything is not the journey. Just discovering
is. Yeah, and if you could pay a performance artist to do all that wizardly stuff for you, why not?
Right.
You got more important things
or
to do.
Or as long as you thought it was done, you'd be fine. And, you know, your boss goes, maybe we get some black magic in here.
I think
on our side.
The big takeaway here is that the liberals, the Democrats, they do wizardly stuff behind closed doors, and the conservative or Republicans just have sex with children for the fun of it. I think that's
they worship
one
early,
is for blood trade, the other is
they worship
for kids.
Early
yeah.
Fertility cultures, right?
They could.
The
I mean, thing, yeah,
with like the cereal, yeah,
with the cereal. Oh no! Oh, there's okay.
The
so
harvest.
This also ties into Pizzagate.
Harvest,
which is this idea that this place called Ping Pong. Do you guys know about
I've
this?
I've heard of Pizza Game.
That
pizza
Ping Pong games. Pizza or Comet Ping Pong is a place where these child sex trafficking was going on, and possibly, you know, a lot of people are saying the satanic rituals and things like
possibly.
That.
And then some guy went taxi driver and tried to.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Tried to go in and shoot the place up to save the kids.
He was just seeing what was going on.
No, Alex Jones said he would have to go see what was going on.
People were showing each other's pictures on their phones. Here's what we do with
which
the
was
undisclosed.
A wizardly cue to go get people to go do taxi driving.
I'm not saying there. You gotta go in there with a gun and express your rights as a citizen to know what's going on. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not leaving. So
yeah,
someone else
going anywhere.
I'm enjoying my coffee.
I would go myself if I could.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my coffee.
Yeah, no, he doesn't leave. He doesn't take flights. He doesn't drive anymore.
Why
he used to go, like, you know, to Ground Zero and places like that. I think
so
he's just so paranoid he can't move an inch out of the compound.
Why did Bill Hicks get so weird after he got amnesia?
And changed his name.
Well, no, he got amnesia. It didn't. He was just like, I'll be someone, whoever I want.
Bill Hicks is Alex Jones.
Did he override his consciousness or something?
He had amnesia. He just became a new guy. He had the same level of intelligence, but had no recollection of his life.
Well, maybe his powers got taken away.
Yes, he got zapped by a mind crystal, obviously.
That's it for the news. Now, to the topic. What is evocation? Which is the topic. Evocation is the act of calling upon or summoning a spirit, demon, god, or other supernatural agent in the Western mystery tradition. Comparable practices exist in many religions and magical traditions and may employ the use of mind-altering substances with and without uttered word formulas. The Latin word evocatio was the calling forth or summoning away of a city's guardian deity. During the age of the Roman Empire, the ritual was conducted in a military setting, either as a threat during a siege or as a result of surrender, and aimed at diverting the god's favor from the opposing city to the Roman side, customarily with the promise of a better endowed cult or a more lavish temple. Evocatio was thus a kind of ritual dodge to mitigate looting of sacred objects or images from shrines that would otherwise be sacrilegious or impious.
I wonder if the root word goes back to vocation or type of city person that you are. It's
like a job?
Yeah, like Evil Cassio,
you know, like taking a couple
manual
weeks
labors.
Off
and... Manual labors had their own god. Politicians had their own god. Everyone had their own gods.
Really?
I've heard some cultures were like that. Yeah.
Different spirits that.
Different type of work, like a sailor. That's a classic example. Sailors definitely had gods.
So, why don't you hit us with the history, Max?
Calling forth of spirits was a relatively commonplace practice in Neoplatonism, theurgy, and other esoteric systems of antiquity. In contemporary Western esotericism, the magic of the grimoires is frequently seen as the classical example of this idea. Manuals such as the Greater Key of Solomon the King, the Lesser Key of Solomon, and Sacred Magic of Abramelin the Mage, and many others provided instructions that combined intense devotion into the divine with the summoning of a personal cadre of spiritual advisors and familiars. The grimoires provided a variety of methods of evocation. The spirits are, in many cases, commanded in the name of God, most commonly used Kabbalistic and Hellenic barbarous names added together to form long litanies. The magician used wands, staves, incense, fire, daggers, and complex diagrams drawn on parchment or upon the ground. In Enochian magic, spirits are evoked into a crystal ball or mirror in which a seer is expected to be able to see the spirit and hear its voice, passing the words on to the evoker. Sometimes such a seer might be an actual medium, speaking as the spirit, not just for it. In such cases, the spirit might be housed in a symbolic image or conjured into a diagram from which it cannot escape without the magician's permission.
I like that idea, just drawing a picture and trapping someone inside of it.
It does seem a little disrespectful, though.
Oh. You all right there? Wizard problems?
No.
Okay.
I wonder if it's kind of like that's where how they got Pokemon, because those were monsters or demons.
Yes, it is.
They put them
very
in a ball,
similar.
And the ball had many balls.
Just cabal, call it Demon Fighters.
A cabal ball. I don't know.
Pokey cabal.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
That's how they managed to trick all those kids all those years.
Yeah, they're still playing the same game.
Still playing the same game. It's, the colors changed and the characters changed, but no, it really hasn't.
Christmas is just a pagan ritual.
Yeah,
it's a pagan
ritual. Game Boy pagan
and
ritual.
And, you know, I think
another.
Christmas and Christians got, you know, the whole gift-giving thing from summoners and magicians, because they would have gatherings and exchange gifts. And
Magic the Gathering.
Insight, you know, yeah. There would be a gathering, and they took it, and they put all this red all over it, and they made it seem like a bright red.
Made Krampus to scare people from sinning.
Krampus, yes.
Yeah.
And all Black right. Peter.
Who's that?
He's the little sidekick.
That's the Mexican boogeyman.
Black Peter.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Is that all the history?
One more thing here. While many later corrupt and commercialized grimoires include elements of diabolism, and one, the Grand Grimoire, even offers a method for making a pact with the devil, in general, the art of evocation of spirits is said to be done entirely under the power of the divine. The magician is thought to gain authority among the spirits only by purity, worship, and personal devotion and study.
I actually have a grimoire here with me
called
the Grimorium Verum, edited and translated by Joseph Peterson. This is pretty interesting. It's a translation of the Lesser Keys of Solomon. Mm-hmm. And do you want to know how to make hail stop?
I would like to know.
Make the sign of the cross towards the lightning and storms. Afterwards, take 3 hailstones from the first fall and throw them into the fire in the name of the adorable the adorable Trinity, reciting two or three times the Lord's Prayer and the Gospel of St. John, which is finished, make the sign of the Holy Cross toward the clouds and thunder and towards the four parts of the world, and say three times, Verbum caro factum est per angelica dicta fugiat tempestas ista.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's really easy, too. There's one. You want to know how to make peace between persons who are fighting?
How about how to get a girl to have sex with you? Is there one for that?
Oh, how to make a woman love you?
Yeah.
Be chaste 3 days, Andrew.
Uh-huh.
And before swallowing a small nutmeg, fasting, say the following words to God.
Uh-huh.
Lo torum, coltin, coltorum, bulten, bultorum, approach me, my faithful companion.
Uh-huh.
The words approach me must be said while swallowing the nutmeg.
I see.
This secret serves for your entire life without needing to be repeated. It is only necessary to say the last three words, blowing into the nose or embracing all those whose love is desired.
I might have to borrow that book.
There's also how to make a husband faithful, to remain unharmed in a duel. Extinguishing a fire with, I guess, without a fire extinguisher.
This was before those.
To scatter pursuers.
How to win at dice? Yeah, no. King Solomon, laid it down for everybody. How you get what you want. But it's a pretty cool book. I got mine on Amazon, Grimorium Verum. And what's kind of funny too is there's a curse he puts on anyone who tries to. Use these texts without express written consent or something.
Interesting.
A copyright curse?
I will add this special malediction. I thought it fitting in a work such as this to include the negative equivalent of thanks, namely a curse. It should be apparent that considerable effort and expense went into preparing this book.
Wow.
Unfortunately, copyright violators are daily making such ventures more and more impractical. So I will repeat the words of Pseudo-Albertus. Inasmuch as, at this juncture, all looks so gloomy in society, the writer of this expects that no pirate of books will wrongfully seize this work and reprint the same, if such an one does not wish to incur the eternal curse. Yeah.
Well, that's a reprint.
They should at least have a classroom edition. You know?
Like, he definitely wasn't just like, get my actual Gutenberg press over here.
They should at least have a classroom edition, for the youngins,
They should. We don't have proper magic schools.
So is that still violated if I add my own lesson plans to the mix?
Who knows?
I could be a wizardly professor.
Sure. Start a call at community classes.
Yeah.
What's it called? Start a class at the community center.
Sierra 2 building.
It'll be called Cults and
Cutlery. Down over at the Sierra 2 building.
Cults and Cutlery, yes.
Yeah, go for it. All right. What does the Bible have to say about evocation?
Ooh.
Well, let's see. 1 John 4, chapter 1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit. But test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. So yeah. I think it's actually kind of telling you to try it out.
Yeah.
Test it out.
Well, so far.
It's saying test the water and get...
So far, does it have anything else?
Well, 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
Okay.
All right. I guess if you read on, you'd know what would happen to those people.
I mean, personally, I know that there is something to this whole Bible thing, but I only read Old Testament.
Well, this is the English Standard Version. There's one more.
Yeah.
This is Revelation 13, verses 1 through 18. This is a long one, but I like this one. Revelation is a pretty batshit crazy part of the Bible. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns and blasphemous names on its head. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed, and the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" And the beast was given a mouth, uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months.
It's not that long.
I don't know. It's longer than the other two, but
sounds
yes.
Sounds like a progeny of Abraxas or something.
Sounds like a complicated guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, I hope that, well, you know, it works out for him for a little while, but I wonder what happens after that.
After 42 months, he'll have to read on.
Does he eat his tail?
Yeah, probably a bunch of fun demon things he has planned for the few years. All right.
I want to be like the beast, just like they said I would.
I think it's kind of a state of mind. It's kind of like a diagram for...
Who can be like the beast and who can defeat him?
I don't know. Who could be like the beast and who could defeat him?
Be like the beast
and who could defeat him?
Be like the beast and who could defeat him? Who could defeat him?
All right. Andrew, you want to hit us with some fun facts?
Yeah, let me get some. Let's see how fun these facts can be. Fun facts. In 1996, the teen witch horror film The Craft, one of my personal favorites, I saw it at the drive-ins, used actual Wiccan rituals. The Craft's technical advisor was Pat Devon. Who was a Dianic elder priestess in real life. She consulted them on elements used in the movie and modeled them after actual rites. Also, Firuza Balk is a Wiccan in real life and eventually purchased the pagan store.
She's hot. You know which one?
Yeah, I know which one that is. Okay.
She was
hot.
The lead in the movie?
Check
it out. Well, I guess...
she had the scary eyes.
Well, check it out. She's the owner of the oldest occult bookstore in America, which is called Panpipe's Magical Marketplace. And it's been used in movies like Witchboard and Dream On and Unsolved Mysteries have all done stuff on that occult store.
And probably Gremlins.
And she bought the store because she was going there all the time to do research. Apparently she had the dough to just, rather than give them all your money buying books, just buy the whole store.
Become a merchant and a mendicant.
Exactly. Then who has the most expertise on the stuff you're selling? The person there doing all the research. We were talking about keeping a magical notebook on stuff you learn like that. I think this is another thing just kind of pointing towards Appy. And all right, you want to hear about a magical house?
Yes.
Okay, it's called the Bolskine House, and it's a manor house on the southeast side of Loch Ness, and it's in Scotland, obviously, and Aleister Crowley lived there.
Mr. Crowley,
and then Jimmy Page lived there too.
Nice.
Years later, and it burned down in a fire.
I wonder if Page
in 2015.
Ooh.
Crowley believed it was the perfect location to sequester himself and perform magic from one of the grimoires called the Book of Aberdeen.
I wonder if Paige took a page from Crowley.
He thought that the Book of Aberdeen, that was the perfect place to summon things from that particular text.
He had certain lay energies.
I actually know which thing he was doing in the house.
Oh, which one?
He was trying to summon his holy guardian angel, which is like, if you're going to become a magician in the traditional sense, you need to summon your holy guardian angel, and so that you can have a conversation with it at any time. You can just summon it and just be like, what am I supposed to be doing now with my life? And you're like, oh, you're supposed to kill that guy and take his car.
Nice.
Drive it around and stuff and act like you're the king. Of Folsom.
move into his house and lay with his wife.
Start wagging all over town.
Bother his children.
Yeah, no.
Tell your kids to get out of the house. And his daddy just came home.
Exactly. That's when daddy comes home, is when you can summon your holy guardian angel. Have a chat with him.
I'm Alistair Daddy. Geek.com has a list of the top 11 demons to summon by writer Aubrey Stinnerston. Here are three of the demons highlighted that we've drawn from the Lesser Keys of Solomon. Okay. Brunei, when you talk about summoning demons, what do you think most people are going to want? That's right. De Niro, Scratch, Filthy Lettuce, Dollar Bill, y'all, come on. No matter how you call it, Brunei, if you're nasty, is just the demon for you. But be forewarned, when he shows up, he's going to look like a dragon. Also, he's going to be rolling deep with himself because he has three heads. One is a dog, one is a griffin, and one is just a man, but one of them has a high and comely voice. We'll let you figure out which one of the three he is. And the answer might surprise you, but Brunei can also make you wise and eloquent. But seriously, go for the money. Get your money first. Adramalus. You ever had something stolen? You want it back, right? But beyond just wanting it back, you also wanted to get the guy who stole it, didn't you? Yeah, you know you did. Summon up big homie Adramalus, and he can make that happen for you. Calling back all your stolen goods from whatever disreputable pawn shop they're currently sitting in, as well as the guy who swiped them from you in the first place. But he's not just restricted to thieves, though he can root out all kinds of nasty business and underhanded dealing. But he doesn't just catch jerks. No siree, Bob. He'll punish them for you. Oh, and he will find treasure, too. All right, neat. He'll also get you rich.
Cool. That guy's awesome.
I like him.
Very useful.
All right. Zippar is another one of these very specific demons. While Paimon shows up with a full-on parade and can teach you pretty much anything, Zippar is much more humble. Cloaked in red and wearing soldier's armor, he's not just a fighter, though. He's also a lover. His main thing is making women fall in love with men, and that's not a totally unusual talent among the 72 demons. But Zippar takes things a step further. Not only will he make women fall in love with men, he also makes them barren.
Awesome. All right. So those are the fun facts. Andrew?
Yes, fun facts.
So fun. All right.
Oh my god. Oh my god, where's that that pen?
What pen?
The
Are we talking about podcast stuff or is this something
else? No. I just remember the two other times we were here.
No, I didn't bring the pen this time.
No, weird pen.
What are some tips that you guys have on evoking things?
I would say do some rounds of breathing exercises beforehand, kind of get in the right mindset. You know, I don't believe in the whole school of thought, meditation, thinking of nothing. You got to think of something, just really, really, you know, focus on like a goal.
Okay.
Something like that. Kind of empower yourself, you know, mentally before.
I tend to like to clear my mind a bit beforehand. Also, I think that when a spell says a specific time to do it, you don't want to fudge that. That's something you want to really take that part of the instruction seriously. I mean, all of them you want to take seriously, but I think that's one really you just. Don't want to fudge it if it's something that says do it at this point on the clock. You really want to take that one seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, some darkness is good. I think the spirits like the dark and the night.
Yeah.
I guess my takeaway was just keep doing it. Don't give up. Even if it feels like it's not working, just keep doing it. Maybe it will work sometime. I don't know. Yeah. Those are the tips I could think of personally.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, you know, do it enough and you might see the spirit or the demon.
Right. And get a place that's safe to perform this ritual or not, and watch everything get destroyed in front of you, and that'll be fun. affirming that the spell worked or evocation.
Yeah,
worked.
It would be. But like your roommate says, you're doing this demon shit here. I'm just gonna knock all this over. That'll be the spell backfiring.
There you go.
Perfect.
All right. So last couple weeks ago, we decided we'd each summon a different spirit or evoke a different spirit or demon. Let's start with you, Max. Who did you evoke?
I tried, and I think I succeeded in invoking Zagan, or on some early examples, he's called Dagan. And his power days are January 20th to 24th. His tarot is the Five of Swords. Planet Saturn and Uranus, and I got the sigil written down or drawn on a piece of paper, and I took some black candles and just try to, you know, just imagine his name, do some breathing exercises, try to like get, you know, exhaust myself a little to reach that state of mind, you know, doing this.
What breathing exercise do you do?
I do the like filling your belly with air, then lower lungs, and then upper lungs, and holding it, and then just letting it go kind of slowly. I find that to be the easiest. I want to kind of expand, try different ones, because I'm sure different ones are better for different, like, rated spells.
Did you get the info off online, or did you get it in a book?
Yeah, I got it online from Serpentis 666 on Angel Fire. So if you Google that, you can find a wonderful compendium of knowledge and advice on these types of things. But it specifically said to recite a prayer and to visualize the appearance of the demon in your mind and to repeat his name in your mind while doing this.
What did you have a prayer that you read?
Yeah, and should I do a retelling? You know, I'm not putting force behind it because this is it's not as much because this is on the air and you know this is a private kind of activity for me. But I said, Lord Satan, by your grace, grant me, I pray thee, the power to conceive in my mind and to execute that which I desire to do, the end which I would attain by thy help, almighty Satan, the one true God who livest and reignest forever and ever. I entreat thee to ensire Dagon to manifest before me so that he may give me true and faithful answer, so that I may accomplish my desired and provided my desired end, provided that it is proper to his office. I repeat this respectfully and humbly and ask in your name, Lord Satan, may you deem me worthy, Father.
Nice. And what happened?
I just kind of opened my eyes, you know, and stared at the sigil, and I thought, okay, what is my goal? My goal is to have kind of a caretaker or guide into this new world, you know.
Did the boogeyman jump out?
Did the boogeyman jump out? No, although I did feel kind of like, you know, a bit of a cold energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I felt kind of like, okay, something happened. You know, I didn't have a dark room. I had a lamp on in the corner behind me, and I think it flickered.
Flickering lamp, not bad.
It flickered, and that kind of freaked me out, but I just tried to, you know.
Did you hear a voice or anything?
No, I kind of, you know, asked a question, you know, like, you know, how should I proceed? Should I go full speed? Should I, should I take my time and, you know, pick apart this mystery, you know, and the needle kind of jumped and then it's like, go for it, man. Just go for it. And it landed on go for it, you know.
Uh-huh.
All right.
In my okay.
mind. So I definitely think something happened and I'm trying to refine that. I don't turn the light on anymore. I think that was a message like blink, blink, you know, don't have the freaking light on, Max. Okay. And this is, This is serious stuff. So. Just the candles. No.
So success or no success? What do you think for Zagon?
I think success, and I'm going to remain true, you know, to trying to summon him a few times a week. And, you know, I try and bring a gift. I had some mandarin oranges that I, you know, held above the flame towards the end, you know, and so it kind of got blackened, and then I left that there for a day. You know, let the fire eat the food, right, so to speak.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is what I did. So I decided to do my evocation of Astaroth.
Oh.
Someone who, I don't know, I feel some affinity for. I'm not exactly sure why, but there's some sort of calling, maybe because we both have the same first letter in our name.
Mm.
So this happened on Wednesday night, and I decided to write down some notes. What I did for mine, I will actually read you the directions I got off the internet as well. This is from TheisticSatanism.com for all your theistic Satanism needs. It says, if you are interested in attempting to invoke Astaroth for yourself, the following is a method that I have used before in the past. Number one, turn out the lights and light a candle. It doesn't have to be black. In fact, it should preferably be white, in my opinion. If you don't want to use a candle, something like a child's nightlight, but without any cartoon pictures or writing on it, will suffice. Just plug that sucker in and turn it on. Number two, stare into the flame of the candle or bulb of the nightlight for as long as you feel necessary. When you feel ready to do so, recite the following invocation or one of your own liking. Hail Astaroth, great goddess of love and war, Lady Lucifer of the twilight, O mighty lioness of love's burning desire, I humbly invoke you. O Queen of Heaven and Earth, I invite you to come forth from the sky, to come forth from the ends of the earth, and to come forth from the depths of the underworld. Hear my prayer, O blessed whore of Babylon, and greet me as your servant and friend. I wish only to know you, and to rejoice in the fiery light of your majestic spirit. Hail, Astaroth! Hail! Hail, Astaroth! Repeat this as many times as you feel necessary. Now continue staring into light. Begin to visualize a current of bright yet invisible energy emanating the light, and imagine that this bright invisible energy is beginning to pour itself into you. When I did this for some time, I soon began to get images in my head of Astaroth as a very attractive, dark-haired woman with feathery wings, dressed entirely in white, riding upon a lion. This visualization may be helpful for you, but if it isn't, then I would encourage you to just let whatever pops in your head suffice for the purpose of the ritual. So, yeah, mine was
a little
easier. I did actually kind of envision a woman, like a goddess. You know,
was she hot?
Yeah, of course, huge hips.
I know, nice. my demon, Zagon, he's like a man bull with wings and... It's funny because I've seen in popular culture and comic books things like that, for like Zod the Immortal from Berserk, and there's So I saw kind of like a powerful being, you know.
Anime and like RPGs, I've noticed they like to use these demon names from the Lesser Keys of Solomon as well.
They don't add as much. A lot of them don't add as much like negativity to it as like Western world. Like this is
Astaroth. He's supposed to be a guy with stinky breath. Mm. That's how you can tell he's there, according to the Keys of Solomon and the Aleister Crowley Gosha. Mm. And what else is there about to say about him? He comes on Wednesday nights. That's when it's strongest. He tells you secrets and gives you hidden knowledge about things.
Hmm.
So anyways, but I visualized a woman. I didn't visualize this stinky man riding a dragon with a snake in his hand. And this is what I got. I just started doing automatic writing. And this is the message I got from Astaroth. What is it you like? Heal the sick. Given time. Nine times. Monster. Master. Lover. Go inside my canyon. I love you. I love you. I love you. We have become so fragmented. The healer will come. Give it time. We are so young. One last kiss. You are loved above all else. Goodbye, my love. Call on me soon. So yeah, that's what I got at about 11:20 p.m. Wednesday night. And then I got another message on December 1st at 11:30. This is my second attempt. And I asked, do I ask you a question? And this is what Astaroth said. No. Soldiers are weak. Swimmers are strong. Rest on these words. Hold thy tongue to let in my light. Believe in me. Goodbye. So, yeah. And then I blew out all the lights. And I saw a flame burning inside my shadow self travel through me from the bottom to from my head to my stomach. I saw a flame shoot up inside my shadow when I looked in the mirror.
Was that like a chakra transfer or something?
Could be. Anyways, yeah, it was interesting. It wasn't, it was weird because I kind of wanted, you know, to this thing to manifest into a real big, I don't know what it was, but it was more of kind of an internal thing. And I got those, I tried to clear my head of my own input and just have the words come to me through this spirit I was evoking.
Yeah. Well, if it's an internal thing, was it a success?
Sure. Let's say it was a success. Right. I think it's a success anytime you try.
Okay.
You try hard enough.
If you did enough.
You
put the effort in.
I buy, you know, Lord Satan and Sagan to try harder next time.
Okay.
Be more well prepared.
Carl Satan's Starship of the Imagination. Of evil.
All right.
Evil imagination.
Carl Satan. That too.
Carl Satan's Starship of the Evil Imagination.
On PBS.
On PBS.
Carl Sagan.
Satan.
Carl Satan, you know.
Carl Satan.
The guy that hates Christianity.
Starship.
Oh, yeah, he stood on a beach at the beginning of the video.
Starship of the Evil Imagination.
All right, so what did you do for evocation?
Oh,
Andrew?
Yeah, so I decided I would summon a succubus. Or an incubus, if that's what you want. I went for the succubus, but yeah.
What is a succubus for people that
it's
don't know?
It's a sex demon. It's for doing the sex.
And an incubus is a rock band.
That's a rock band.
And they
yes.
feed on they sexual go, energy or something.
They into flames. Pardon me while I burst into flames.
That's the one.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Rise above the flames.
That's a good band name. They probably picked in high school.
Yeah, they probably named themselves in high school. Yeah, so an incubus is a male version of a sexy demon, and he'll sex you too. All
right.
So you can summon either one. It's the same one either time. It's just whichever form it takes. So it can kind of do whatever it likes there. So,
You don't think there are separate incubi and succubi?
It doesn't appear to be the nature of it, no. But, yeah, they are separate, I guess.
Okay.
I guess you could get... I don't think you could get both, though. It's one or the other in this ritual. All right. So this ritual works in any phase of the moon, but it best works during a full moon, and it says to do it between 12 and 3 a.m. And I did this just after 12 when I did it. And it says if you have any kids sleeping nearby, don't do it there.
No.
There were no kids there were no kids nearby when I did it, so I was in the clear. I
wonder why that rules that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because children
what do you
are
think it'll do to the kids.
Children are
see that, they'll be scarred for life. Right.
Yeah.
So
grow up to be serial killers.
So light a candle in a quiet dark room. Sit in a comfortable position and clear your mind, and you gotta start thinking about what you want from the incubus. Now, this is when you actually have to write a letter, and actually physically write a letter to Lilith. But you don't command her or tell her, you know, order her around or be like,
she's his favorite wife.
I command you to do this or that.
Don't get rapey with Lilith.
You don't get rapey with Lilith. Basically go, great Lilith, I seek your blessing and I ask for a favor. I need you to come to me in the form of a ladyboy, and I need you to be dressed exactly like Sailor Moon in an award-winning quality cosplay contest, and I will know the difference if you didn't get the costume right, and that will ruin the fantasy for me. But this isn't about me, I promise it's about you. And that's pretty much what you say when you want to summon Lilith. Just be honest, say what's in your heart.
If you just tell
Lilith what's in your heart, then you should be all right. And there's no limit to how much you can write. Just put what's in your heart. That's what you say. If it's in your heart, you're being honest. And
Do you have the letter?
Well, that's the thing about the letter. You have to burn it after this is done.
Hmm.
Impermanence. Nothing
and
sexy.
And then here's it. Well, and that's the thing. And then at the end of the letter, you're done writing. You say, "All these words are my deepest desire."
Don't you burn the letter?
Wait a second. What were your words?
The words are, "These words are my deepest desire. I mean them truthfully and swear them in the name and blood, in my name and blood." All right. In name and blood. So you sign the paper with your full birth name. Boom. Prick your finger. Seal it with blood. No screwing around with that one.
Did you prick your finger?
I had plenty of areas to pick at and draw blood.
Okay.
So. I didn't prick my finger, but I easily drew some blood from my skin. I figured that was blood from my skin's blood.
Blood is blood.
You still pick at your skin sometimes.
Totally. I get weird.
Isn't the dark sacrament something else you do to prick your finger?
Anyway, I might have done that part wrong specifically, but I figured blood was blood, and I was doing an oath in blood, and no one's checking.
I know. I actually am. Could you prick your finger yourself?
Me? Yeah, I can.
I just, yeah.
I can't.
Ouch.
Should I do it right now to show that I wouldn't be afraid to do it?
No, you don't need to. I have a knife, but you know.
That's why I got a new diabetes meter.
I know, they have those little ones.
That's why my new one worked better without pricking my fingers so hard. And my Medicare paid for it. Okay.
Goetic brand diabetes prickers so that all your money don't go somewhere else.
So then you have to leave the candle burning for another
for a dangerously long time
while you're leaving. Yeah, you leave the candle burning in the house. All right.
Did you do this right?
Yes.
What happened?
Wait, hold on. Bear with me. So after the blood, after you sign it, you burn the paper with the candle. Then you leave the candle burning, and you lay down, and you're supposed to feel her brushing upon you.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. You may feel small gusts of air brush on your cheeks. Tingling on your skin. It feels as if your hair have been gently touched. And some strange arousal will become so strong that you will lose connection. So here's the weird part about this. I did all the stuff, essentially. Well, anyway, you burn the paper, you leave the candle burning, and you lay down. But then you will blow out the candle.
And then the sex is over?
Well, see, no, the sex isn't over.
Even when the candle's out.
You lay on your back.
There's post-play?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. No, that's just how you get her to show up. You feel her presence.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after you feel the presence... Now, here's the thing. I get tingly and itchy all the time anyway. If I lay down, I'll feel tingly, weird feelings. So, I just let the candle burn till I got up and extinguished it. And then, you're supposed to lay down flat on your back and let what happens happen, baby. Now...
What happened to you?
Well, what happened to me was... I had a terrible night's sleep that night.
Night terror?
Not a night terror. I don't remember anything. I just remember laying there and just kind of having one of those nights where...
You think you got molested by a demon?
You don't sleep, but you're not really conscious too much. So, from what I can tell, either... Now, you were talking about, like, okay, mentally, did you experience something? Like, I feel like I probably did. I didn't get my Sailor Moon lady boy like I wanted.
Or so you know.
Or so I remember. But as far as I can tell, like, after I extinguished the candle and did the thing, I just laid down and I laid there and...
And woke up in a pool of cum.
I did not wake up. Unfortunately, I did not wake up in the pool of cum like I was hoping. There was no material pool of cum or anything really, like, you know, residually sexy about any of the dreams I had. Like, even at the very least, if I could have gone, like, oh man, I had the craziest sex dreams that night.
You're dimming.
They were so vivid and dick hardening. I loved them so much.
Your divining, like, rod didn't find the wellspring.
As far as I could tell, no. I just had one of those nights where I was just kind of restless and uncomfortable all night. And not in the way where you'd think a Sailor Moon lady boy could make you uncomfortable. Just in a kind of like laying here, not really falling asleep, not really remembering anything.
Huh, so were you up really late? You couldn't fall asleep?
Well, yeah, that was the thing. I was up till right after, it was like right after midnight that I did this thing, and then I extinguished the candle. I think it was actually about 1 o'clock by the time I extinguished the candle, and then, like, I would feel like I would drift off, and then, like, I'd get up and look at the clock, and then about an hour had passed, and I'd lay back down and try to relax, but I would just kind of...
Yeah.
Lay there and not really fall asleep. Just sort of lay there.
All right. So what do you think? Successful or maybe next time?
Well, like I said, mentally I wish I could say I had even had any success with it. But did it, you know, I mean, perhaps the succubus possesses you and then you start, you know, start feeling like you need to start, you know, acting out in real life. The
make you horny.
Of the creature. Perhaps so.
It's like perhaps. Rhino.
It's like rhino.
Endangered
it's
rhino.
It's better than snorting endangered rhino tusks.
Have you guys tried those things like the rhino libido
enhancer? I've humped the area between two water beds. That was kind of nice.
I did that. I've done that.
That was in the back
the
of
area
like a
between
store.
Two.
That was
water
in the back beds? Of a store in Oak Park.
Wait, really?
What, did you hump the area between
at
two
a store?
Water beds? Wait, these were display models? Wait, these were like display models?
I might have been possessed, I don't know.
You humped on two water beds. You were like
they were stacked on each other.
They were
like,
no,
the back
you're like, here's
store.
A waterbed mattress on top of another waterbed mattress. I'm gonna hump it between those two things. Okay.
It was kinda wild.
You know, like, given the...
Kinky,
given,
man.
There's
right,
kind of a bunch of weight and like...
Given the chance, would you
slipperiness?
Waterbed, like,
oh, give me with no one looking?
I took a jar. Yeah,
like,
I took a jar
say,
of
like,
Smuckers.
Like, let's say just like... Just for like a minute, you were like, oh, wow, this is in my house. Just what if like this, no one's going to know.
What I did...
It's just rough plastic.
Exactly what I did it's is I took a jar of Smuckers jam...
Uh-huh.
This is getting less credible.
I don't know. I'm calling you out.
And
on
I smeared it between them, and then and
where,
then
where
I did it.
Where did the jam come from?
Trying to dry hump.
Where did you get the jam from? where did this jam come from?
Trying to
you're
dry.
Just carrying jam with you.
No,
in
I was
a
trying
water...
to trying to.
What was this waterbed story?
Trying to dry hump vinyl hurts. Okay.
Yeah.
It does.
So did you do
so
this?
So you need jam if you're going to do that ritual.
Okay. Max, I think you knocked this one off the rails. All
right. Okay. Coming back to real time.
Have any of you had sex with a ghost or a demon before?
I really honestly tried.
Yeah.
I woke up one time
good.
And it felt like I had sex, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
I wish I could have said I felt that even. I felt that before.
Yeah.
I had one where it was like It was a sex dream, but 50 Cent was there.
Nice.
And this was 50 Cent's side hoe.
Uh-huh.
And she just kind of jumped on me in the kitchen while 50 Cent was sleeping.
It was,
what?
That
was
wasn't
like
in
a week
the,
ago. Yeah.
That wasn't in the champagne room,
nice.
Was it?
No, it was in this house, two-story Victorian house with a river behind it.
Well, that's... Well, that's better. It's better than the champagne.
Cuck in the rapper's side piece.
Cuck in the rapper's side piece.
Okay. So, that was our evocations.
I get lost in that world.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Let's Just Be Wizards. Next week, we will have an awesome new topic and wizard activity to cover. If you have a suggestion for the show, be sure to send your emails care of letsjustbewizards@gmail.com or leave your suggestion in the comment section of iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or whatever the heck you're listening to this on. Also, if you have a book or wizardly item you want reviewed on the show, send us an email and we will provide you a physical address to send it to. As always, I am your host, Adam Hilton.
I'm Max Lehman.
And Andrew had to go outside to clean poop off his shoe. And I'd like to end this show with a quote from one of the greatest wizards of the 20th century, Aleister Crowley, who said, "I have never grown out of the infantile belief that the universe was made for me to suck."
Huzzah, good Crowley. Huzzah.
Huzzah to you.
Let's all be wizards and fly around in the sky.